Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, and also sponsored by WorkHuman. My name is Steve Bogues. Americans want more factories, but most don't want to work in them. The new U.S. administration continues to push full steam ahead on tariff measures they say will fix trade imbalances with other countries, and at the same time bring manufacturing jobs back into the United States. The second of these goals enjoys broad support among most Americans, who overwhelmingly say that the country would be better off with more manufacturing jobs. But most Americans don't actually want to work in these hypothetical new factories themselves. Stark reality of the problem is the fact that while Americans say they want more manufacturing jobs back in the U.S., they do not personally believe they'd be better off working in one of those jobs. And data backs this up. A 2024 survey from the Cato Institute shows that while 80% of Americans believe the country would be better off with more manufacturing jobs, just 25% of us believe they would individually be better off working in a factory. And it's a result that holds across class, education, and racial lines, wrote Colin Graybow, the associate director at Cato's Herbert A. Stiefel Center for Trade Policy Studies, when the survey was released. He notes the most enthusiastic group, those aged 18 to 29, still registered just a 36% interest in manufacturing employment. Additionally, as of May 2024, there were around 600,000 open positions in manufacturing, and there are almost 500,000 open today, according to the St. Louis Federal Reserve. So there isn't exactly a shortage of open roles out there. Instead, there is a disconnect between how Americans in general think of manufacturing and how they view it for themselves. And this is one reason why the National Association of Manufacturers has called for increased immigration to help close the employment gaps. And manufacturing workers themselves report markedly lower personal satisfaction with their jobs than other workers, according to the Pew Research Center. They also report less satisfaction with their pay, health insurance, and other benefits, and the flexibility of their work hours. A good question, then, is why Americans believe the country needs more manufacturing employment and why politicians regularly emphasize the importance of these jobs when Americans, both in word and in practice, continue to show little interest in taking them. In the Cato survey published last August, over 60% of respondents favored increasing trade with other nations, compared to just 10% who said they opposed it. And two-thirds of respondents said international trade had a mostly good effect on the U.S. economy. And tariffs have become the centerpiece of this administration's economic and foreign policy agendas since the start of the year. And while economists and the public seem wary of the effects tariffs will have on the U.S. and world economies, as evidenced by the multiple cracks running through the financial sector and trading markets over the past few weeks, President Trump has staked his economic legacy on these policies. America was once a world leader in automotive and steel manufacturing and is losing these jobs since the 1980s. In subsequent decades, the U.S. has shifted to a more service and knowledge-based economy. While that has created vast wealth, it's also left many American workers behind, as once thriving industrial hubs have suffered and wealth inequality has increased. And the administration's big idea is that reworking the World Trade Order will help the middle class that was left behind. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick promised Americans will be the ones screwing in little screws to make iPhones, while Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said fired federal workers will give us the labor we need for the new manufacturing. However, economists and international trade experts are not convinced it will work. One big reason why? Even if factories are reopened in the U.S., a process that could take years and hundreds of millions of dollars, and is complicated by Trump's constantly changing policies, America relies on imports from other countries, especially China, to a much larger degree than other countries rely on the U.S., according to the investment firm Goldman Sachs. Simply put, most products cannot be made in the U.S. without importing raw materials from somewhere else first. And skeptics also note that President Trump implemented some of these same tariffs during his first term in office, but the data shows they didn't bring back jobs and protected manufacturing sectors. While the idea of reshoring manufacturing to the United States may seem appealing in theory, the practical challenges are substantial. The process would require significant time and financial investment, and perhaps most critically, it faces a fundamental issue, the lack of interest among American workers in taking these factory jobs. The reluctance of Americans to return to factory work underscores the broader challenge of reshoring manufacturing. It's not just about creating jobs, They're about creating jobs that people want to do. Therefore, any policy aimed at reshoring must consider the preferences and attitudes of the American workforce, which right now does not favor a large-scale return to factory employment. That's it for the show today. We will continue to follow this and all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. This has been Steve Bose for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.